Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to
Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome this wonderful Wednesday. Hopefully you have made it through Hump Day Wednesday. I am Elizabeth Cookson and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com. And make sure when you're at the website just to download the 2012 monthly angel messages. And to get your daily messages, go to the blog tab at the top of the page and opt in for my RSS feed. And you're just going to be so happy you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. I also have an announcement that I wanted to share with you. I have a chapter in a book that is coming out here in just the next month. It is called Speaking Your Truth in Volume 3. That comes out August 28th. So just keep checking my website and Facebook pages, and I'll just keep you up to date on that release. Oh, today is going to be an awesome day. Let me tell you, today we're going to fill your heart with joy with my guest, with Sue London. Yes, she's going to be sharing her amazing success stories with pet therapy, and we are going to open your heart to say yes and make some positive changes in your life. But before we begin, let me share a little bit about Sue. So Sue is known for helping people and animals, especially animals, and she creates the life that they desire. She hosts a radio show here on this show called Get Inspired and empowers audiences through her dynamic and motivational speaking. She encourages people to adopt positive attitude and stay true to their dreams. And as she has personally done so successfully in her life, Sue is a Reiki master and a spiritual life coach and provides distant healing services around the globe to both people and animals. In her earlier life, Sue experienced a series of challenges, and that includes Crohn's disease, abuse, life and death in her life that really have changed so many things. And today I really want to talk more about her pets and how she's been able to really turn her life around after she's experienced so much in her life. Welcome, Sue.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so glad that you are on today. You know, Sue and I are like best buddies, and we are
We're twins. We share the same birthday. We got to share that with everyone, right?
We do. And, you know, Sue was on the show just back, gosh, was it back in April? It seems like so long ago.
It does. It feels like forever since we spoke, doesn't it?
It does. Well, yeah. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about pet therapy because, you know, that is really, you've just got so much going on. And
I do.
I was listening to one of your shows and you had a pet die while you were on the air.
Yeah, like talk about timing. It was one of the most challenging experiences, but you know what? I saw how it all unfolded, why it did. It was just so incredible. And I'm a little tired, to be quite honest with you right now, because I was up the entire night last night writing an article for a magazine on that, the topic of what happened on the show with Molly crossing over. So, yeah, do you want to talk about it now?
Yes. Well, why don't you share, because I know that you were invited to write for a magazine. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Sure. Okay. Well, basically what happened, my one dog, Molly, she's a little Shih Tzu, she was getting older, and in 2 weeks, my husband and I are starting a new chapter in our life. We have sold our house. Our house right now is piled up with boxes, and we're going to be moving into a hotel while our house is being built, and they haven't even dug the foundation. So talk about trust, right? That's a whole other segment. But we kept feeling that, you know, Molly wasn't going to be going with us, and we still have two dogs, Willie, who's a little Shih Tzu, and Gus, who's a little Shih Tzu. And I was watching how the boys were being with Molly, and Molly started going downhill more. And I kept saying to her, Molly, when it's your time, you just got to promise me you go in your sleep, that I don't have to take you to the vet, and I don't want to do that. I just want you to go peacefully in your sleep, but also prepare me, tell me when it's time. So this one particular day, it was a show, actually May the 3rd to be exact. Molly and I were having our little cuddle time. I had just given her a little Reiki massage, and she had some tumors coming up, and I know she's full of cancer. And when I would do Reiki on her, normally when I do Reiki on someone, I would feel their stuff. And interestingly enough, the whole time I'd work on Molly, I never felt any pain at all. She hid that from me so well. And so this May the 3rd, every other day, put Molly outside, do her business, to come in, and then the dogs are quiet when I do my show. Well, she came in, and she was shaking. She had this abscess that came out, and it burst, and she was covered all on the side of her with blood. Her body was shaking, and she looked at me and was just, like, shaking uncontrollably. I couldn't touch her, and she was crying tears. I knew right away that the time had come. And I looked at her and I said, Mol, I love you. I know it's time. I feel it too. And I love you, and I let you go, so don't struggle. And I'm crying, and I'm like, of all the timing for this, like, this is 20 minutes before my show. And so then here's my poor husband, and he happened to be working from home that day, which would normally not have happened. So he's at home, and he called the vet and said, you know, could we get Molly in after my show? And they said, no, she had to come right then. So Ross takes her to the vet. And I had given Chris, my producer, the heads up and saying, Molly's gone to the vet. So, Chris, you're going to have to help me through this show. And my guest that night was Michelle Vickers. And she's a soul connector. And so we started the show, and we were at a place in the show where we were talking about, you know, becoming in the present moment. And when you're present, you're grounded and you're aware of what's happening. So we're about 20 minutes into the show, and all of a sudden, I started feeling so nauseous. I thought that I was just going to be so sick. I didn't even know how I was going to get through 30 seconds more of the show. I was in that bad a state. So I gave Chris the heads up and said, we got to go to commercial. I'm not going to get through this. We go to commercial, and Michelle had said she was feeling the same thing. And what basically was happening was that we were feeling Molly starting to cross over. And I'm very in tune, and I was picking this all up. And so then what happened, we came back from commercial break, and, you know, Chris was really great. He kind of, like, did the show for me. Like, I said, just talk. Let me just get some composure here, you know. And just as I had said that, and Chris started talking to the guest, Michelle, right in the top right-hand corner of my office, I looked up, and there was Molly, and she was with Rocky, our dog that we lost in 2001. And she had come to tell me that she was okay, she was happy, she was healthy, and that she loved me very much, and she was never going to leave my side. So that was happening while I'm live on the radio trying to focus on what, you know, what was my guest saying. And I don't know how I got through it, but, you know, Molly just made sure that I knew she was okay, and that she gave me the strength to finish that show. And it's just been so incredible for me to share that with so many people, because it just shows you how there's so much more after we cross over, and that our loved ones are still there. And my pets are such a big, important part of who I am in my life. And so they, you know, they're still there, making sure that I know that, you know. So it was quite a touching time.
I can't even imagine, Sue. I mean, it's hard enough, you know, when we know that they're sick, and to actually able to release that and to be able to move forward. So that it's such a difficult time, let alone, I think, for people who are like yourself and myself, Michelle Vickers, and she was just on the show a couple weeks ago, and she actually did a reading on my son, on Cody's birthday. And it was just amazing, all the different things that happened on that show.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty amazing for people who really listen, who are really present, that that get to really enjoy the gifts that are presented to them. And I think for everyone who's listening right now, you know, if you have any questions, I want to give you our call-in number, and that's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you're listening online, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned, and we will be right back to find out a little bit more about what is pet therapy.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't.
Hey, and welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio. And if you have a pet today, you are listening in at the perfect time. My guest, Sue London, is just about to share a little bit about pet therapy. Welcome back, Sue.
It's great to be here, my friend. My favorite topic. Well, what more could, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, we always have a lot to talk about, and today I really want to get into what pet therapy is so that we can get the listeners a little bit more engaged on how they can actually get therapy for their own pets. So would you mind sharing a little bit about pet therapy and what it means to you?
Sure, absolutely. What pet therapy is basically it is your pet helping you through some kind of physical or emotional challenge. And basically what happens in a nutshell is the pet will sense what you need and they will give you what you need to help you through that. So as an example, when I was struggling in my life with Crohn's disease, this disease they told me was incurable. I did go on later to heal it. It's completely gone in me now. So I just want to share that. So what happened when I was sick, I would have really intense pain in my intestine stomach area. And I would like bend over and I would just stop breathing and I would tense up and, you know, just focus on the pain. So what my dog Rocky would do, Rocky was a little Shih Tzu, he would sense what I was doing and he would come up to me and he would start licking an opposite area to where I had the pain. So when he licked this different area, it helped me to take the focus off my pain. And as any of you know, when you have pain and you focus on it and you tighten up, you make it worse. But when, you know, when I'm focusing on this dog licking me, that really helped me to change my focus, not tighten up as much, and the pain eased faster for me. And it helped me to, you know, get through that, those times. So that was one example of what Rocky did for me. Animals, they can, you know, give us unconditional love. They can ease our pain. They can give us the strength and the courage to keep going. You know, like before the break, we talked about how Molly came to say goodbye to me. She knew that, you know, I was concerned about her, and she was still giving me that courage and strength on the other side. Now, I've experienced our dogs, Molly and Rocky and Willie, they're all Shih Tzus, that doing pet therapy with people in nursing homes and in hospitals. And one particular situation that really stands out for me as giving the will and the strength to keep going. We had gone into a nursing home quite a bit for when my husband Ross's grandmother was in there with Alzheimer's disease. She was in the, you know, the final stages where it's not pleasant to see your loved one be in. So I thought, well, we'll take Willie in, and that would help Ross to cope with his grandma in that state. Well, I was not prepared myself for what happened. At the time we went in, and Willie was only 4 months old. he right away, we walked into this nursing home, and all of a sudden, the energy changes in the room. People start talking about the pets they had when they were younger, and they all wanted to pet Willie and hold him. And we took Willie. Ross had Willie in his hands, and we went over to Grandma, and she's sitting in this kind of a, like, it's like a wheelchair with a tray on it, you know, like you see those in nursing homes.
Right.
And so Ross just simply took Willie and put Willie, the little ball of fur, he's a little shih tzu, so he's about maybe a pound and a half at this point. He put Willie on the tray of Grandma's chair there, and Willie sensed what Grandma needed, and he just lovingly put his head on Grandma's hand, and he started licking her. It was about 30 seconds later, we looked at Grandma, and she just had this brightness come about her, and she had life come in her eyes, and she said the word puppy. This woman had not spoke for 8 months. And all of a sudden,
wow,
this puppy puts his head on her hand, starts licking her, and she comes back, you know, to share puppy with us. And it wasn't too long after that that, you know, Grandma passed over. But it was such a touching memory for us that this little bundle of fur could simply just, you know, tune in and sense what this lady needed, give it to her, and you know, create this special memory for us. So those are kind of examples of what, you know, the animals can do to give us the courage and the strength to keep going. You know, I've watched Molly, I've watched Rocky go into children's hospitals. And, you know, when the kids, if they have to go for surgeries, the dogs will get on their knee, on their little laps in the wheelchairs. And as the kids are patting the dogs, what happens, I'm watching the dogs get more relaxed. And Willie, he's got quite this comical snore. You almost think he's a pig, the way how he snorts. But it's because it's not like he's not sick or anything. It's just that's his characteristic. He snorts. And so he gets this snore deeper as he gets patted and gets more relaxed. And so this just seems to get conversation going with people more, interacting, where instead they might just be sitting there waiting for this next test, but instead they're all focusing on this little dog. And I've watched over and over how all of these kids and parents and family and siblings, they all start sharing of the fears that they have about this upcoming procedure or surgery. And animals are so great to share that with. You know,
now, do you think that the pets, so for the people who are listening right now, they may say, well, yeah, I don't have a dog. I have a cat, or I have a bird, or a horse. I mean, do the different animals actually even represent different types of healings?
No, it's all the same. It's all the same. I know cats who go in nursing homes and hospitals. There's actually cats, dogs, and birds, fish you'll see in nursing homes, you know, living there with the residents. I have seen little ponies, you know, the little baby horse. What's the term? They're actually horses, but they're the miniature horses. I've seen them going in hospitals. Dr. Bernie Siegel, I don't know if you, your listeners know
who he is.
He's been on my show quite a lot. He is a medical doctor out of the Connecticut area, and he had a rabbit named Smudge that he would take with him going on all his rounds. And to help the patient feel at ease when he would walk in and, you know, maybe do an exam on them or check their charts, he'd take Smudge out of his coat pocket and he'd say, here, will you hang on to my rabbit while I check your chart? So the people focus on this rabbit, right? And they're like not freaked out by this doctor walking in the room, the unknown what could happen next, right? And so he's been really great at mentoring me on, you know, I experienced pet therapy myself by what, you know, my dogs have done for me, but to do it for others, that's where I was unsure. And the greatest message he gave me, and this is everyone listening who wants to take their pet and help others, simply the message Bernie said to me was, you just hang on to the leash, you're looking pretty, and you're basically just there and doing nothing else. The animal sense what the individual needs, and the animal's doing the work. And you're just there hanging on the leash looking pretty. And that's basically how it works. You never know what they're going to do, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting because I, you know, whenever I have been injured or I've hurt myself, it's just like you say, I actually, my dog will lick, you know, my leg or my owie, like the kids say, right?
Yeah.
And so it's so interesting. It's like, would you quit licking me? You know, I might just be sitting there and there's nothing wrong, but they see something. And it's more energetic even, right?
Yeah.
That they're like, ah, you need some healing. Maybe you had a tough day. Maybe you had an argument. Maybe you're holding things in that, you know, you really need to release. And so it's so interesting how they do attract to you to heal you.
And too, like with us, you know, we're living right now, boxes piled up the walls. And with moving in 2 weeks, and, you know, one thing that we can't do is take our suitcases out because our dogs know when our suitcases come out, it means we're traveling. And I purposely have had to keep them away until like a few days before we go because the dogs are like kids. They sense there's change happening. And I can tell you, I don't know how many times in a day now I'm having to pick up Willie or Gus and say, yeah, you're coming with us. And we've actually had to put the dogs in the car and take them and show them the hotel. And people are like, you're nuts. But they are so stressed by, you know, where they fitting in and they're feeling our stuff. And one thing when animals are doing pet therapy, they take our stuff on and it's like a sponge. So you have to be careful that, you know, there's techniques and we can get into that, you know, during the show about how to release the stress and the energy that the animals take on, because if you don't, the animals can get sick. So I've been having to do a little more massages, little Reiki treatments on the dogs, telling them everything is great. And they've really helped me to stay calmer as a result of me helping them. So we're in this together in our house. Oh, yeah. This is another future book coming out. The London's moving, you know.
Well, everybody, I want to invite you to stay with us here for the next half hour. And we'll be right back to hear a little bit more from Sue London and pet therapy.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you hear that? I think we were just invited to hop on an airplane and take a vacation. You want to go?
Oh, yeah. When will I fit that in? Sure.
Hey, we will make time. Are you kidding me? If it's a trip, if it's a vacation, it's all about relaxing. Yeah, come on, right? We have time.
You know, I'm going to be living in the Hilton Hotel for the next 5 months, and it's spoiled with room service and meals being cooked and no cleaning or anything, right? And then when we leave there, I don't want to rub this in, but when we leave there, Ross is taking me on a Caribbean cruise for my 50th birthday, and then we'll move into our house.
Are you actually leaving on your birthday?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, November 23rd.
Going out of Port Canaveral? Where are you going?
No, we're going to be flying out of Buffalo, New York to San Juan, and then we catch the ship. I used to say boat, but you're not supposed to say that. This is our first cruise, and we'll catch the ship in San Juan, and then we're all on the 7-day cruise, and then we'll come back into port in San Juan. It's actually 5 days before we move into our new house.
The reason I'm asking is we are twins and we are going on a Disney cruise.
Oh, you know what?
Brian, is that not funny? Look at the two twinsy pops. We're both going on cruise.
Yes, it is. It is funny and I love it.
Well, and you know, we got to share with the listeners, Elizabeth, that you and I share pictures back and forth. And look at how, for our dogs, we even have the same dog bed. We eat the same meals on our birthdays. It's crazy. If anyone has a twin, you and I are certainly those long lost twins, except we're about, 5 years apart?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
We're both very young, very young.
Hey, I feel younger now than I did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. All the mindset, right?
And you know, it's all the pet therapy.
Oh my gosh.
So why don't we talk a little bit more about the pet therapy?
Absolutely.
I wanted to make sure we share your website and your books because you've got a lot going on, and I just want to spend some time for people to get to know you. So would you mind sharing your website and your books so people can go and learn a little bit more about you?
Sure. Yeah. My website is asksuelondon.com. That's asksuelondon.com. And when you go to my website, on the homepage, you'll see where it says sign up for free newsletter. Click on that and I'll send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you to create the life that you desire. And just so that you know, those same tools and techniques I'm sharing with you, I use those in my own healing with everything that I went through. And you will see a video specifically on pet therapy and you'll see my three dogs. And of course, Molly's in there too. So you'll see my special little girl. And my books, it's on there as well. My first book is based on how Rocky came to the hospital when I was pregnant with my second child. And my weight was down to 80 pounds. And when the doctor wanted me to make a decision who would live, me or the baby, I made the decision of firing the doctor and got a new doctor, and the new doctor prescribed my dog to come down. So that book, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, is based on my experience of Rocky coming to the hospital, and it's for children. It's a children's book based on the dog coming to the rescue. And then the next book in that series is Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. And Rocky is teaching kids through positive affirmations in coloring life lessons. And then my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, is my life story of the challenges that I faced, how I got through them, and lots in there about what my dogs have done in my life, and my dog in my childhood, Spot, how she helped me to, you know, deal with an abusive, lonely childhood. So lots on there. And, of course, you can see where my show, it's Thursdays at 5 p.m., and lots of great stuff, a lot of great guests on there, too. So, did I cover it all? I think so, right?
I think so. Now people are here to say, hey, now how can we get those tickets to go on the cruise with you guys? Because that sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, I know. We should be going together. You did that wrong. You should forget the Disney cruise. Come to San Juan and St. Martin. I guess that's where we're going.
Yeah.
We'll work that out for next year.
Yeah. Well, we're taking the kids. We're going to hang out with Goofy and all the characters, and I expect to get a couple days of spa treatment in and have some nice meals, and so that should be fabulous. I can't wait. Soon enough to celebrate. So, so I've got a question on the pets, getting back to that. So how do we release? We've got our pets. We're holding our guinea pig. We're holding our cat or dog or rabbit. And we just downloaded all this crap and energy and stuff into our pet. What do we do? How do they release that?
Okay, and this is really important, and people don't realize this. When an animal is doing pet therapy, whether they are going into hospitals, going into nursing homes, going into schools, whether they're in your home and you're stressed out of your mind, or you're sick, or there's a physical or emotional stuff going on, or mental health, whatever it is, what happens? Your animal is like a magnet, and it will absorb all of the physical and the emotional, the mental stuff. Here's an example of what I did to help a client, and this is something everyone can do. Okay, this lady phoned me, and she said that her dog was only about a year and a half old. Beautiful dog, and the vet didn't know what to do for him. And he just was sluggish. He wasn't moving. He was just like ready to give up, and they couldn't explain what was going on. So the owner came to me, and I did Reiki on the dog. Now, if you have Reiki, Reiki's a hands-on healing modality, great to do on pets. If you don't have your Reiki, go to a Reiki master, have them teach you how to do Reiki. I teach people how to do that. Anybody, basically, you can put your hands on your pet and start on the top of their head. So this can be a dog, can be a cat. We actually have a guinea pig in our family now, Fang. And I'm doing Reiki on and healing and clearing on him now, too. Basically, what you do is you start your hand on the top of the head, and you work down the spine, and you just keep brushing down like the little butt and the tail, and you just kind of like flick your fingers in the ground so you're brushing off the energy from them. And so what happened with this dog that came to me with the owner, Buttons is his name. And Buttons sat on my knee while I was talking to the owner. I just kept taking my hand and started the top of the head, working down the spine, brushing down and taking the energy, you know, off him, taking my hands on his shoulders, you know, the back of the spine, the shoulder area there, and brushing down the legs and, you know, flicking it into the ground and doing that on both legs and just kind of like brushing down, giving a little massage on him. And I do animal communication, so as I do it on the animal, what was happening was I was connecting with the animal, and he was telling me that his owner was really sad, and he had a hard time seeing her cry all the time. So the owner was there, and I do this on purpose to have them there while I work on the animal, and I shared with her that Buttons basically was very sad that she was crying all the time. So when she knew that her pet was like really aware of what was happening to her, that just caused a shift in her. So while I'm working on the dog, a shift is happening with her as well. I'm clearing all of this stuff the dog had taken on. And what happened through that hour that I was working with them, the dog was like became so energized and was like a puppy again. And she started talking that she did indeed suffer depression, and that, you know, she was crying all the time and she didn't know it was affecting her pet. So when she knew that she, you know, what she was doing in her own self, it was affecting her dog, that was kind of a motivator for her to make some positive changes in her life. And, you know, she, you know, came to me for Reiki treatments. She started meditating. She started journaling, getting her emotions out, setting goals, looking for a purpose in life. And the more I was talking to her, the more the dog was coming alive and playing. And by the time we were finished, that dog was like a puppy, like a 6-month-old puppy. And he's fine, did not have to be put down. And it was all because he had taken on his owner's stuff. So that's just one example of how an animal can be affected when they are around somebody who has depression. And it's just...
I was going to say, that's really interesting because that's one of the things, you know, after we lost our daughter and yeah. she passed away, the dog it could see her because he would bark, but it was a friendly bark. And I'm like, yes. Oh, it's Nicola. She's here. Yeah. And it was such an amazing experience because our pets can also see those who have passed.
Yes.
And he really helped us through our grieving. And so yeah. that was one of the big blessings that we had with Henry, is that he's always been here, you know. And when she passed away, Henry, you know, he sat in our laps. We took him out for walks. And that was the way that we kept him grounded, yeah. able to kind of funnel that energy back into the earth. So as we were, you know, grieving, we also took him out as well, because we knew that that energy was so heavy for him, because he was really working hard to help us. And he was by yeah. his side. And it was one of those healings mm-hmm. that you could really tell that, you know, our pet, our little family member was healing us. And it was in such a unique way that when we realized, you know, the cuddling and the you know, just sitting with us and, like you said, licking, and we realized, yeah. oh, he's loving us and healing us. And it yeah. was such a beautiful experience. And the way that we granted him, just like you said, we give him a massage. We took him out for yeah. walks. Mm-hmm. And it was just perfect, because we really needed that in our lives. Well,
oh, yeah.
I cannot believe it. We are ready for another break, Sue. So, everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be right back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City HowdoWeSolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
And we are back from the heart with Elizabeth Cookson and my very special friend and guest, Sue Linden.
We are having so fun, aren't we?
we are. And I want to make sure that, you know, before we end the show today, that people really understand, you know, the value of the pet therapy and really what it can do for them. And I know we've been laughing and kidding a little bit, but in all seriousness, you know, it's so important, I think, for your pet, for you to allow and give permission to your pet to do what they do really well, and that's to see all of the, I want to say, heaviness that we carry and be that gift to us to help heal. And in return, we actually allow them, you know, to release and, you know, to pamper them back. And, you know, so I just want to give you just a few more minutes to really share any other experiences that you have, you know, with the pet therapy. I know you've gone to hospitals, you've helped a lot of kids, a lot of families, and you just have such inspiring stories, Sue. So I just wanted to give you the floor back here for a couple minutes and just share
another story. Okay, well, I guess you never know when your pets, I'm one that, you know, I follow my pet's guidance, and I never know when they sense they need to help somebody. We can be simply going out for a walk at night. Ross and I walk our dogs every night for about 45 minutes to an hour every night, and some nights we can go out and I'll watch Willie, and because he is a trained pet therapy dog, he's very in tuned all the time to what people need. Gus, on the other hand, his nickname is Party Puppy, so he's just not really wanting to always do pet therapy, and there are pets out there like that, folks. So what can happen is, like, we can be out walking, right? And all of a sudden, this couple will be coming, and then all of a sudden, Willie will start pulling on the leash. And he'll go over and he'll stop the people that are walking towards us. He'll sit down and he'll just look at them. And they'll say, "Is your dog okay?" Like, usually when you see dogs out there walking, they don't sit on the sidewalk and stare at you, right? And then I start sharing, "Oh, he's a pet therapy dog. He senses that you need some pet therapy." And then I go on and I tell them what pet therapy is and that. And they always share that they are going through something and that they're so touched by this little shih tzu, you know, stopping just to acknowledge that they, you know, they have something happening. They stop, they pat him, he licks them. And then I see when he pulls on the leash to keep going, he knows he's done his bit with them. We just never know when they're going to help somebody. And, you know, not every animal is a pet therapy dog. I want to point that out. Or, you know, good is a cat, or, you know, dogs, cats, horses, guinea pigs, fish, hamsters, gerbils, like they're endless range of what type of animal can do pet therapy. But saying that, a dog that barks or bites or, you know, likes to pull away from you, not listen, that's not a good pet therapy dog. You wouldn't take them into a hospital or a nursing home. They have programs out there that you can go to have your animal tested to see if they are suitable candidates for doing pet therapy. The one thing you just really want to remember is that when an animal does pet therapy, you really need to spend some time clearing the energy after they do it. If you don't, an example, we can go into the hospitals. We're maybe there an hour. I can be walking in and Willie is just striding himself like, I'm the man. Here I am. You know, come see me. And just like the center of attention, to an hour after he's made his rounds with all the kids and families, to just laying there and not even be able to walk. He's so drained. Mm-hmm. And I have to carry him out. And when we're in the car, I'll give him that little Reiki massage and just kind of clear the energy. If people are doing pet therapy, you got to look at clearing that energy. You got to ask the vets. Some people, places where you go, they want your pets to get certain shots. Ask the questions, what is it going to do to your pet? One of the sick kids hospitals said that they needed the animals to get these special shots. And it was basically for insurance purposes and, you know, for the kids' immune system. They were allowed to go in to see adults, but not kids. And so when I asked questions, basically they said the downside of these shots was it shortens the animal's lifespan. As soon as I learned that, our animals were not going to be going in there anymore to do it. So ask the questions when they say, you know, what's involved. Going in hospitals, we had to give samples, the stool samples, every 3 months so they could check for parasites and that. Nursing homes, they're not like as stringent like as a sick kids hospital would be. You can go to your animal shelters. If you're in Canada, you can go to St. John's Ambulance, SPCAs, Humane Societies. They can tell you if they offer the program for the training of the pet therapy program, or they can tell you where people can take their pets in. So I really, really recommend that, you know, you check it out. If you're going through stuff in your life personally, I really recommend getting a pet. Even if you have allergies, there's pets out there for that are non-allergenic. So just ask questions. I'm a really firm believer that our animals come, they're rescue animals, and we've basically gone on, saved their lives, and they've gone on to help so many people around, you know, my book signings and hospitals and that. It's just been amazing how these animals, you know, the one went on to save my life personally, and he had like 2 weeks to live. They were going to be putting him down. And when I hear that an animal is going to be put down, I want to bring him home. So thank goodness for my husband saying, you can't have one more pet, you know, or we would have a zoo here. Yeah.
And we also have twin husbands, Brian, if you can believe that.
Oh, so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go figure, right? They're both going, oh my goodness, we have two psychic and intuitive wives. They don't get us, but they love us to bits. Yeah. And, you know, they're willing to put up with us. So they just have to shake their heads, roll their eyes, and just say, oh gosh, I love you guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. It's so true. But we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, you know,
great guys.
We are very fortunate, and we're very fortunate to have our pets too. Because I can tell you that, you know, Henry, he sits with me a lot. It's, you know, I'm always doing my best to help other people. And I find it, you know, that I do carry a lot of that energy, even though I work really hard at releasing it. I don't always let it go. And he's the first to remind me that, hey, mommy.
Yeah. Well, do you know what I find happening?
Black cloud home with you.
Do you know what I find happens for me now? And this is happening for Ross. If we're having like a, we're really trying to pack a lot in before we move in the next 14 days. And so we might be working longer some days at our desk and our computer. And the dogs will come in our office and they'll start scratching on our legs to say, enough is enough. It's time to stop. And they will not stop scratching our legs until we stop. So,
all right. So, hey guys, if you're driving in your car and you get home and your pets are scratching you, you need to chill out, calm down, and take a minute to really relax and enjoy. I just want to thank my special guest today, Sue London, for being with us today. And I want to thank all of you so much for listening. And I send you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.